There's a hockey game tonight. It'll be on the radio. If you're listening in Raleigh, it'll be on the radio here. It'll be on the radio in other places, too. It'll also be on TV. And that's where you can find my friend John Forslund. If you are living in Seattle and listening, I can't understand why you would, but maybe you are. John is the voice of the Seattle Kraken, also TNT. And he's my friend, and we have his phone number. And, oh, man, now I want wings. John Forslund, how are you?
I'm great, Adam. How are you?
Doing great. We're well into the season. Why can't the Kraken suddenly score goals?
Well, it's a mental thing right now. Yeah, they've actually played well enough to win a couple of their games, but that's the line that's drawn across many games throughout the National Hockey League. The way that the parity is, you have to be consistent, and the way the Kraken were last year, the secret sauce they had working all year was their consistency and their balanced scoring, and they came in waves, and it was hard to defend.
Yeah.
Right now, there's pieces on each line that are not playing well, and there's a lion's share of the team that's not scoring. So there you go. And so we'll see what happens tonight. They're trying to stay positive. They're trying to fight through this thing. They started last year 1-2-2. It wasn't that great in the first five games, and obviously this isn't very good. And they have a great test tonight with an excellent team coming in here, and we'll see what happens.
Here's the thing about it, and I probably shouldn't have gotten so harsh so quickly, but I don't know. My bedside manner is lost, apparently, with my sleep. John Forslund is joining us here. I have no doubts that Seattle is going to score a bushel of goals this year. They were fifth in the league in goals scored per game last year at better than 3.5. This team can score. Matty Beniers had a good year. He's going to be amazing. I mean, I actually talked to Rod Brind'Amour about this already, and he agreed. Matty Beniers is one of those guys. He is one of those dynamic players that people tune in. I got to watch this kid play. So it's been a slow start. He doesn't have a point through four games. Again, not worried about him. What makes him go?
Well, he kind of models himself after his boyhood idol, who is Patrice Bergeron. So growing up in Boston, that was his guy. And if you're going to model yourself after a fundamentally sound player and a guy who's a terrific leader, intelligent player, defender, and scorer, and can play in every facet of the game, you know, there's your guy, right? So that's kind of who he's looking at and wants to be. Terrific rookie season. Again, like the team, mental torture right now. You know, how do you fight through it? The only thing I'll say about his game right now is when he struggled to score and he went, you know, a few stretches in his first year, 5-6 games without a point and so on, the rest of his game didn't really vacillate to the negative. It was always true fundamentally. He was always right on his game, back-checking, making the right plays defensively. And that's a little bit different right now. So this is a test for him to turn that around first and then get back to his scoring. And if he does, you know, good for him. But second seasons after winning the Rookie of the Year, it's not easy. Every sport talks about the old sophomore slump. It could be the case. It's way too early for that. But he's the franchise. He will be a franchise piece moving forward. Still in his first contract. We'll see where it goes.
He's such a fun player to watch, and there's so many good young players like that. I know the Hurricanes just had to deal last in the playoffs last year. Not that Jack Hughes is brand new to the league, but players like Jack Hughes are why you tune in to watch. They just are. Last year was such a fun year, and John Forslund is joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. Such a fun year for hockey fans in Seattle. Year one didn't go as well as anybody liked, but man, year two was fun. So coming off the upset of Colorado in the first round of the playoffs, what was the off season like among the fans, the lead up to this season like? And again, four games of 82, nobody should take anything from that. But what has the lead up to this season been like?
Is getting your CPAP supplies a real pain? It doesn't have to be that way. Hi, I'm Brandon Gigling, president of Parkway Sleep Health Centers, and we are North Carolina's number one source for CPAP machines and supplies. Our streamlined process makes getting your CPAP as easy as 1, 2, 3, and we ship anywhere in the state.
If you're in need of a CPAP machine, supplies, a knowledgeable doctor, or a sleep study, Parkway has you covered. For information or to schedule an appointment, visit parkwaysleep.com. Sound sleep, sound health.
With Sotyktu for moderate to severe plaque psoriasis, you could show off your skin again. And you know what that means?
Beach day!
As a TYK2 inhibitor, Sotyktu is the only once-daily pill of its kind for adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Ask your dermatologist about Sotyktu today and learn more at SoClearlyYou.com. That's SoClearlyYou.com. Sotyktu, deucravacitinib, is a prescription treatment for adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who may benefit from systemic therapy or phototherapy. Don't take if you're allergic to Sotyktu. Serious reactions can occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections, including tuberculosis. Sotyktu can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Serious infections, cancers including lymphoma, muscle problems, and changes in certain labs have occurred. Tell your doctor if you have a history of these events, or if you have an infection or symptoms like fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you have history of hepatitis B or C, liver or kidney problems, high triglycerides, or had a vaccine or plan to. Sotyktu inhibits TYK2, which is part of the JAK family. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors who use a JAK inhibitor are at increased risk for certain side effects, sometimes fatal. It's unknown if Sotyktu has the same risks as JAK inhibitors. Call 1-888-SOTYKTU to learn more.
It's incredible, and I'm not going to say shocking, because I had an outsider's view of the market before I got here.
Right.
I think we've seen the Seahawk, the 12s, as they call them, the Seahawk Nation. We've seen, you know, the way they've supported the Mariners without any playoff success for better than 2 decades. And the Supersonics back in the day, what it was like here. So this is along with soccer and everything else that they have, it's a tremendous sports market filled with fans who come with an edge and a passion, and they get really loud and they thrive off the, you know, the cloudiness and the rain and all the stuff that comes with the winter. But the lead up in the summer was tremendous, and the build up and throughout the Stanley Cup playoffs, I kept telling people, you know, wait till you see playoff hockey, but it's all a bunch of words until they see it. Some people had an idea, but like we saw over the years in Raleigh, you know, once you get that experience and you're in a building and you're seeing a Stanley Cup playoff game, there's nothing like it. So it was through the moon, and it is a situation right now that is great. Again, you know, what have you done for me lately? You know, the haters come out when you don't succeed. That's natural, and that's where the Kraken are at today. A couple of wins to end this homestand will do them good. They have a real tough schedule. They play 7 of their first 10 on the road. They have to go back out east next week, and we'll see you in Raleigh a week from today.
That's right.
But it is it's not an easy go, and this homestand is Colorado, Carolina, and the Rangers. That's not an easy draw. So, again, they have a big challenge ahead of them.
There's no question. So 7 out of their first 10 on the road. Is there a state fair in Seattle, too?
No, they just I think the weather's too nice, so they want to get us here when the weather's miserable. So we had a 75-degree day yesterday with bright blue skies. We have the same thing today. The summer here, for the people that experience it, is just phenomenal. They had a half an inch of rain in 4 months, but then it all comes down at once throughout the winter. So maybe that's the case. Get us out of here while it's nice and bring us back in November for the majority of November at home when the rain start to come. But the rain never gets to me. It's been great. It's just a sensational circumstance.
Is there, because you talked about the fan base and how jacked they were, and you're in a position now where you're also talking to fans who haven't had NHL hockey locally before. Is there a similarity with how you approach the fan base or how the fan base has embraced the team that we experienced here?
Well, that's a great question. I have approached this job the same way as I did back in 1997, 98, and that era, you know, and then each step along the way with playoff success with the Hurricanes. But there are layers of fans in the Seattle market. It's a little bit different than Raleigh in the beginning. Raleigh in the beginning, as you know, is an either or. You either came from somewhere else and right. knew about the game, or you had no idea whatsoever. We have a lot of people that have no idea whatsoever, and that's good because they become some of your most ardent fans. Mm-hmm. We have people who have followed the junior teams here. As you know, there's major junior hockey here in Everett and Kent with the Seattle Thunderbirds. So people are aware of the game and have followed it for years and know some of the history of pro hockey in Seattle going way back when. And then there's people who have transplanted and they love the game and they have teams that they've supported throughout their years where they lived elsewhere. But so we kind of have that. But this is a different circumstance because of the buildup. The expansion situation was so well organized. It's a different generation, different era. Everything's in place to make it work. And you're opening up a building that I think is second to none in North mm-hmm. America. It is Climate Pledge Arena is absolutely spectacular. And so you put all of that in the same bin, you come up with an unbelievable circumstance. What we had to go through in Raleigh for all those years was continue to build, even when there was success, like a Stanley Cup, you were still building. You didn't feel like you had arrived yet. Maybe the team feels that way now. I'm not sure. I'm not there anymore. But it's way better, and it's a great market in Raleigh. But we had to cultivate that for many, many years, and I'm proud of that. Same thing's going on here. These two seasons have been really rewarding for me, and we're into year three, and we're just getting started.
So just to go back to 2002 and 2001, playoff games were not sold out, right, for the Hurricanes. And now everything, I mean, the only game they didn't sell out last year, basically, the only game they didn't have more than 18,000 last year was a Halloween game against the Washington Capitals. And they made up for that in spades when they had the Capitals play over at Carter-Finley Stadium. They got nearly 60,000. So it was one of those type years. But that's what happens. Everybody understands. When you win, everybody's a fan. And by the way, when we see you a week from today, actually, at PNC Arena next Thursday, it's very possible that Andrei Svechnikov and Sebastian Aho will make their returns to the lineup. So you miss number 20 tonight, John. You're going to have to call Teuvo Teravainen maybe as a center.
That's okay. I watched him the other night. He's doing okay.
He's all right,
and, they just figured out how to play with about 9 minutes left, so that was interesting. You know, they'll be great. They won't be fine. They'll be great.
Yeah.
And I look forward to seeing Svech back in the lineup because I love that kid. And you know what I look forward to? I'll be in the building because, you know, I get there early. I mm-hmm. look forward to him coming out around 4:30 and stick handling. That means he'll be in the lineup, and I'll give him a round of applause like I usually do, and then he usually looks up at me. Still, even when I came back the two times with Seattle, he did it, so hopefully he'll do it next Thursday night because we did that every game when I was there. But they're gonna be great. And right now I think the Canes are kind of in between defensively a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Power play bails them out. The shorthanded situation's been great. The goalkeeping's kind of up in the air a little bit.
Yes.
They got some flaws on the back end they're going to have to look at. You know, but they got enough depth, and they should. They're everybody's pick to win it all, so we'll see what happens.
I cannot wait to see you in the building a week from tonight. I will see you there. I appreciate your time, Mr. Forslund, and good luck tonight. I know you will be your usual spectacular self, and we'll see you in 7 days.
Thanks, buddy. Look forward to seeing you.
You got
Take
it.
Care.
That's the best. John Forslund, he is the best in the business, and I appreciate that. I mean, that's not a slight to anybody else.
No, but he's awesome.
He is just next level.